terms of what we've seen from the D-line so far, do you feel like you're coming close to your ceiling in terms of what you guys can do?
I feel like we've been improving, like from Utah to Tennessee. I think there's still a lot to learn from and to grow as a defensive line. But that's good for us to improve. Hopefully we can continue to improve and just get better each and every day during practice.
Have you been able to get much of a look at the true freshman quarterback for USC yet? I know there's only about a game and a half to take
to go from. I think we're going to go more in depth today, but I started watching film on the way home from Tennessee, just watching the game, and he's a good quarterback. So it's gonna be fun. His O-line is very good, receivers are great. So it'll be a good test for us.
You say you guys get better as that Tennessee game went along. What went into that?
I think just playing in Tennessee, a lot of nervous, like a lot of people were nervous, being able to play in like SEC, like an SEC school. So I think as our emotions went down and we just started playing ball, started doing what we needed to do, and worked out.
Do you get the same nerves playing at home, just maybe caused by the large crowds or anything, or what's the difference?
I think playing at home, no, I don't really get nervous playing at home. I wasn't really nervous at Tennessee, kind of more of a, like, it's crazy being there. It gave me flashbacks to Wisconsin. When we went over there, I wasn't really nervous, but more shocked at like how loud it was and how many people were booing us and stuff. But it was fun. So
you're going from facing a couple of run-heavy offenses back to back to facing an offense that has more air raid and more passing in it. What's the challenge for a defensive line to switch from kind of facing a run-heavy attack to a pass-heavy attack?
Yeah, our mindset needs to be get to the QB as fast as we can, pressure the freshman quarterback. That has to be key for our defensive line. We need to crush the pocket. With the run, it's all about penetration and being in the backfield. And now it's if we can contain the QB, it'll be good for us. So.
Was that by design that you didn't start out the first like couple plays of that game on Saturday?
Yeah, I had hurt my knee. I didn't think I was going to play this game. So I tweaked it, so I sat back and watching and just went in and just started playing. So
the coaches had ruled you out.
Yeah, no, they just said be smart with it, but they weren't going to – they're just going to have me, like, go with the threes and the fours. And then as the game went on, I just started playing more. So
how's it feel now here on
Monday?
Good.
It's good.
You're going to be ready to go this week?
Yeah, I'm excited, yeah.
So it got better with playing then?
Yes, sir.
Tennessee had some success running the ball, and then late in the fourth and overtime, you guys were able to clamp that down. How were you guys able to adjust and stop the run late in that game?
They really trusted their running backs throughout the whole game. He was breaking off the edge, and Coach Elisha just told us to just get penetration because the way they're blocking us, they try to cut us off, and they cut us off a lot. So our focus was to penetrate and to seal the edge. So our DNs did a great job of sealing the edge towards the end and causes us, the D linemen and the linebackers, to fill in the holes and make the plays.
Kyrus, last year you guys beat Arizona, came home, didn't play well, and lost to Cal. Went to beat Wisconsin, came home, beat McNeese State. But then later you lost to Washington and then Utah home. Why do you think you played better on the road against these bigger teams?
I don't know. I think it's I don't know. We love playing home. We love playing anywhere, actually. For me, it's I think just a lot of the players, we have like a mindset of we got to be perfect in front of our home crowd. And then when we go away, we like, all right, we'll make mistakes. We can build off of it. I think we just need to just get away from that mindset and just play ball and just to have fun.
You mentioned a minute ago how important it will be to put pressure on the USC quarterback and get that penetration. overall, through the first two games, how do you feel you guys as a defensive line have done with that on getting the pressure you want to get?
I think we can do way better. Like I said, we're still learning, we're still improving, and I hope to hope as a D line we can to execute on game days with that. So,
what were you thinking of your fellow defensive lineman Zach chucking that shoe? Did you see that at all when it happened live?
So I had that play. I had ran out to grab water, and I turned around and I just see something in the air. So I thought it was a bird. And I thought a bird came straight down to their sideline, and they came off there laughing. I was like, what happened to, like, Zach did a QB shoe? I just started laughing, like, dude, this guy, man. But I thought it's funny. It was Zach Dalby. I don't know. That's weird. I wouldn't have done it, but he did it, man. It was funny, though.
What do you think of the growth of your other teammate, Nysa Mahe? He's been making a great push and consistently the last 2 weeks.
No, he's I'm proud of him. He's come a long ways off his injuries. He's been working hard, and he's definitely going to get a lot more playing time. He's a strong guy, built for the job. So,
you guys were down pretty much from the beginning of the game all the way until Jake tied it up at the end. How do you keep that morale up to keep yourselves in the game?
We've been in situations like that. I mean, we're just telling our offense, like, hey, we know you guys are going to pull through. We didn't know when, if it's going to be in the third quarter or the fourth quarter, but we know you guys will pull through, and we'll keep our end of the bargain. So defense, every time it was so the offense would come out in three and out, we already had the mentality, like, all right, we're going to keep them from not scoring. I'll hold them to a field goal if that, but if anything else than that, it's bad. So we kept high hopes, and the offense did their job. They went down, they scored. Micah had that great catch, and everything was just on point. So,
do you have any personal connections to anyone on this USC team, any friendships there?
No.
No.
No, sorry.
Did USC recruit you? Were they part of anybody that recruited you?
No, not USC. So I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone in California. So,
so yeah. But growing up, did you see USC, like, what they are?
Oh, yeah. Growing up, I always knew USC in my head is just a powerhouse in everything that they do. If it's academics or volleyball or football, that they're everything they do is good. So.
You playing as a five technique at times. We've seen you in that three-man set. You fancy yourself a defensive end at some level?
I mean, I don't like playing outside. If that's my that's just me. But it's just I'd rather take the double teams, like, every single day than be out there. It's just so much space out there for me. So it's weird. So.
Last question:
are you going to take a lot of double teams against this SC front line that's been pretty good through two games with two different quarterbacks and everything?
Hey, the way I shoot it, dude. Oh man, I hope I can get the one-on-one. Like, if the center, then yeah. But I'll take the double team if I need to, so I'm not complaining.